Yeah. All right. And we were just talking about Johnny Elvis, who was our last guest on the Wham Bam East Van show. And he's actually friends. You're actually friends with him.
Shout out to Johnny.
Yeah.
Elvis rules.
Woohoo. Okay. Well, let's talk about music, too. What do you listen to when you were growing up? Or what do you listen to nowadays?
I actually listen to everything. Give me some country. Give me some rock. Give me some Indian music.
Nice.
But a lot of old school, though. I like the hip hop, West Coast. Everything.
Oh, fantastic.
I even like the AM radio news.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay. And you're going to tell me some Indian, good Indian restaurants here. Yes. Tell, pick a few and tell me about it.
Oh, I got to say, it's a tough one. I don't want to, you know, put anybody down, but my favorite's got to be Tasty Indian Bistro in Surrey and Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, authentic Indian restaurants. You'll get the best food there. There's a lot of mom and pop shops around Surrey that have great food. The smaller the shop, the better the food.
Oh, look at that, folks. That's a great tip.
Big ginger garlic cilantro guy here. Mm-hmm. Extra hot.
Extra hot. Yeah. Oh, yes. Okay, so you can handle really spicy food?
So most of my diet is actually Indian food.
Okay.
I don't take many supplements. I just eat. And for my workouts and stuff, but Indian food I find is the best.
Okay. Yes. All right. And then what about desserts? Because I do like the Indian sweets. That's my weakness. I know.
I don't do any of them.
You don't do any of them?
No cheat meals, nothing.
Wow.
I miss out, but I'm happy.
You are, yes. Yes. Okay. I was going to look for an Indian female artist here, and it looks like Jonita Gandhi. I'm just going to see if I could find any of her music here. And I think she's Canadian, but I don't think she's from Vancouver. But yes, let's check out this one here. This one looks like it's called Nana. Jonita Gandhi on CJSF. And we'll see if it plays. That looks like it's loading, but it's not. It's not playing. Oh, gosh. Okay. What else? I think. Okay, tell me more about Edmonton.
Edmonton's a great city. I know people in Vancouver think otherwise, but it's my hometown. Beautiful city. The people are really friendly out there. Lots of great food still. Not a whole lot to see compared to here, but it has a lot of history. Wayne Gretzky played there.
He sure did.
I believe the world's not the biggest mall now anymore, but I believe Dubai has taken over that.
Really?
St. Paul's, Minnesota has the Mall of America, and then West Edmonton Mall, but they have everything in there you could think of.
Yes.
Theme parks, swimming pools, dolphins, pirate ships, golf courses, movie theaters, nightclubs, restaurants. Plus 1,000 stores, I believe. So I was born actually just right across the street from it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I still go back to Edmonton whenever I can. Lots of love to Edmonton. Shout out.
Yeah.
Alberta's the best. I lived in Calgary for a bit, too. It's a great city.
Oh, amazing. Yeah. Okay. And then, you said you dig the country music?
I sure do.
Oh.
Some of it. Yeah, some of it's pretty good.
Okay. We're going to try to play that Juanita Gandhi song here.
Sure.
Let me try this other screen. Sorry, folks. We're just having some technical difficulties. And coming here, the traffic was insane. So we started the show a little late today. But hopefully you enjoy the Indian music that we're playing here. And wow, this is just not working today. Oh, wow. Amazing. Okay, so let's get to... Let me see if we could just play a commercial here. Chorus in the Sky. Our commercial's working. Let's... There we go.
This is Bird Note. What is that cloud low in the autumn sky, shape-shifting as you watch from a beach or mudflat, suddenly flashing from dark to light? It's a cloud of small sandpipers called dunlins. When threatened by a falcon, for instance, dunlins take to the air, flying so close together that it's hard for a predator to capture one. The Dunlin's synchronous twisting and turning is a marvel of aerial acrobatics, with the birds alternately flashing brown backs and white bellies. The speed of change is breathtaking, with hundreds of birds turning simultaneously. A researcher, curious about the lack of mid-air collisions and speculating about extrasensory communication, filmed a few of these flocks. He found that a bird at one edge turns toward the middle and a wave sweeps across the entire flock in less than a second. Like a member of a chorus line, each bird sees the movement beginning to happen and makes the appropriate response. For BirdNote, I'm Mary McCann. BirdNote gives you the sounds of birds every day, and you get the sights as well when you follow us on Instagram at BirdNote Radio.
Hey guys, it's back on.
Saade na naseeb si oh desi kareeb assi te oh hor de kareeb si sanu e judai na kaboon assi chain vein khoi jaane aa oh holi holi hoi jaave tu assi nede nede hoi jaane aa oh te shar
Yes. Juanita Gandhi. All right. Now, you won't believe what Parm does for work. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked. Okay, tell everyone, what do you do for your normal job?
I am an electrician.
Ba-dum-bump, yes. So that's like what you learned ever since you've always been an electrician?
For the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. I was in trucking before, yes. Self-employed, and then I decided I'm going to school and I'm doing something cool.
Yeah.
And I always worked with my hands as a kid, whether it was with my dad doing stuff around the house, building homes too, which he did, and I helped out. So I was like, what better trade? And you know what? The sky's the limit. There's tons of work.
Yes. And
nowadays, that's the scary part. Is there a job afterwards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And it says, tell everyone where they could find your business if they're looking for an electrician today.
Atwal Brothers Electric, based out of Burnaby, British Columbia. Mm-hmm. And we do residential, commercial, and some industrial. All kinds of work when it comes to residential and commercial.
Right. And it says brother. So you do have brothers?
I do have a brother, but he's more on the paperwork side.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I'm the hands-on guy.
All right. And is it just you, or you have work with a team?
I've got two guys that work. Two guys that work underneath, a journeyman and an apprentice.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they're great.
Yes. We're going to get to a message from John in the house, and we'll be back with more Parm.
Thank you, DJ Meddy. This is John in the House's What Is On in Vancouver's music entertainment scene this week from Thursday, November the 21st through to Thursday, November the 28th. The singer in the background is one of our programmers, Ian Gregson. He has a weekly show on Sundays on his Facebook. He has a band called Mr. M and the All-Nighters. You have to go check his show out in Vancouver. What Is On Facebook events for this week. Thursday at 7 p.m., Mac Sabbath and Super Suckers, the Rickshaw Theater at 254 East Hastings Street in Vancouver. Tomorrow, Friday at 7:30 p.m., Ransom album release show featuring Damsel and Mason Burns at the Wise Hall. Last Friday, I was at the Wise Hall and I met the lead singer of Ransom, Jesse. So a shout out to Jesse. Go check his show out tomorrow night. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Form and Formless Bahadadin Dagar in concert at 6265 Crescent Road. This Saturday at 7 p.m., Lazuio Live in Color at the Fortune Sound Club. This Sunday at 5:30 p.m., Bryce Tabish Band at the Princeton Pub. Thursday, November the 28th, next week at 8 p.m., Gallery of Saints, album release and company at the Fortune Sound Club. This Saturday at 10 p.m., Los Dudins at number 1 Alexander Street. This Saturday at 8 p.m., Max Cooper, 3D/AV Live at the Rickshaw Theater. Wednesday, November the 27th, 9 p.m., at number 1 Alexander Street, Hot Jazz Wednesdays, featuring the Grand Slam Jazz Band. Thursday, November the 28th, next week, at number 1 Alexander Street, Ground Up, featuring Brown Paper Bag. This starts at 9:30 p.m. This Sunday, Latin Music Sundays, with Foro do Cana, at number 1 Alexander Street. Saturday, November the 23rd, through to November the 24th, is Canada Music Week Festival. Canada Music Week Festival. You have to check out Facebook for more details. Tuesday, November the 26th, 9 p.m., my favorite blues guitarist in Vancouver, Steve Kozak, at number 1 Alexander Street. This Thursday at 9 p.m., which is today, Dino Groovin, the Morrissey. Go check out the Morrissey Pub down on Bramble's Entertainment District. Friday at 7 p.m., Orla Gartland, Vancouver, at the Fox Cabaret. Well, there's lots of other events happening on Facebook events, so go check that out. Now, I'm going to move on to the Roxy Cabaret event. What's at the fabulous Roxy? Live Acts Canada, Wednesdays. White Diamond, Luke Rosmo and the Dreamers. Pattern of Lividity. November the 20th. Doors at 8 p.m. $12 in advance, $15 at the door. Thursday, November the 21st, Drew Story and Autopilot and JBNG. Doors at 8 p.m., $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Saturday, November the 23rd, guess what? It's the Roxy's Taylor Swift Dance Party. Doors at 7 p.m. The dance party starts at 7:30 p.m., going on till 10 p.m. Sunday, November the 24th, come down to the Roxy and learn to line dance with our talented instructors and live band. Doors at 9 p.m. Line dancing starts at 9:30 p.m. Wednesday, November the 27th, next week, Gorillas in the West, Sunny and the Dudes, The Wallet. Doors at 8 p.m., $12 in advance, $15 at the door. This is a Live Acts Wednesdays production. That's it for the Roxy. Go down, support your local music at the Roxy and other venues in town. I have one more show to promote. It is happening on Thursday, November the 21st at Bolies out in New Westminster. Utility provider and Stickman will be performing this night. So go support your local music in your community. Now I'm going to feature my weekly song by Ian Gregson. He's the lead singer of Mr. M and the All-Nighters. His new song is called Any Way You Want It, influenced by Wigan Casino and Northern Soul. He recorded this in his home studio. Well, enjoy the song and be safe out there. Enjoy the music. Goodbye.
Gonna turn out right.
Thank you, John in the house. All right. Parm, tell everyone about your social media. Where could they follow you?
First of all, follow All Star Wrestling on Facebook. It's All Star Wrestling. And on Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, it's at ASW Canada. Then you can follow me on, let's go with Instagram. I am the Thunder from Jalunder. And if you follow all of our social media here, especially for All Star Wrestling, you're always up to date on what's happening, where our next show is. We go anywhere from Squamish to Hope, British Columbia, up and down in between.
Yeah, and I told my coworker that, you know, that you're coming on the show, and then he's like, who's your guest? And I said, the Thunder from Jalunder. He's like, I love that name. I'm like, I know, right? It's so awesome.
Yeah, everybody loves it.
All great. Right. So tell me about this last song that we're going to play here.
This is by Kuldeep Manik. It's called Kacharia, which is based on the freedom fighter Bhagat Singh, who was fighting for India's independence when the British was ruling back in the, I guess they ruled for almost 300 years. Mm-hmm. So partition was obviously 1947. And there was a big massacre in India where a lot of innocent people were killed by a British general.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these guys went out and fought for India's independence.
That's
so
amazing.
They're legends.
They
sacrificed
total,
their lives.
Total legends, folks. And you are a legend.
Oh, thank you.
You are a wrestling legend. You are a Vancouver East Van legend because you actually wrestled in East Van. Your last show was in East Van. Tell me about that ring.
That's correct. It's the Maritime Labor Center and another place where I work at. I'm a longshoreman electrician at the Port of Vancouver.
What do you know?
And so that building is with the union there, ILW 500. Shout out to the best union. And so, yeah, we wrestle out of the Maritime Labor Center, one of the best venues for wrestling because, hey, we got free parking. We got a great venue inside. It's huge. It holds up to about 700 people.
Amazing.
East Van, where it's at.
That's right. Well, thank you so much, Parm, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for hanging out with me, DJ Manny, and we'll catch you all next week. Bye.
ਸਕਾਟਾ ਕਿਸਮਤ ਦਾ ਤੇਜ ਨਿਕਲਿਆ ਉਹਦਾ ਮੋਟਰਸਾਈਕਲ ਸਟਾਈਲ ਨਾ ਹੋ ਸਕਿਆ ਉਸਦੀ ਥਾਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਕਾਲੀ ਵਰਦੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਡੀਐਸਪੀ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸਾਹਮਣੇ ਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਗੋਪਾਲ ਨੇ ਰੁਮਾਲ ਹਿਲਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਸਿਗਨਲ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਹੁਣ ਦੇਸ਼ ਭਗਤਾਂ ਦਾ ਜਜ਼ਬਾ ਅਤੇ ਜਜ਼ਬੇ ਦਾ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨਾ ਸਾਹਰਸ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਬਣਦਾ ਹੈ Daddy.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in.
Sare janiyan nu thank you bahut ta dhanwad vi tusi radio station 90.1 FM suneya Thunder from Jalandhar alo All Star Wrestling alo bahut ta sareyan da thank you theek thak ro khush shanti thank you tada ji.
This is DJ Betty signing out.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.